Psalm 68, man, that's loud, ain't it? Man, he's a loud mouth. I was at Mookie's yesterday. Y'all know where Mookie's is in Winfield, Alabama? I didn't think you'd get good barbecue when you left Memphis, but we stopped at Mookie's yesterday. That's good barbecue. You hear me? And I got on the phone with Dave Tittle, and it was raining. I stood on that porch, and I said, hey, brother, what do you know, man? You're doing good. Da-da-da. My wife wrote her window down, and she said, I said, what's the problem? She said, we got the radio on, and we can hear you with the windows rolled up, and everybody else can, too. I said, well, I'm not going to say nothing that's going to hurt anybody. I'm just talking. All right. Okay. I see. Psalm 68, 19. This morning, Brother Kevin said this many times in deacon's meeting. Financially, we don't know how we're going to make it as a church sometimes. Sometimes we get in there and we don't know what we're going to do. And he'll look at Brother Johnny Egger and he'll say this. He'll say, Brother Johnny's loaded. We're okay. Brother Johnny's loaded, we're okay. And I don't deny that a bit, okay? I mean, Sister Sharon's in his hip pocket, buddy. Let me tell you, she says by him every service, she's at Walmart. I go to Winfield, I go to Gwin, I go to Tupelo, it don't matter. I come out, I say, Brother Johnny, what are you doing? He says, Sharon's in there shopping, and I'm waiting on her to come out. So evidently, Brother Johnny's loaded. You don't owe me nothing for that, brother. I'll get you next time, amen? But this morning, what I want you to, man, you got to break the ice some way, amen? This morning, what I want you to know in the title that I'm going to preach, if you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, this message pertains to you. If you're lost going to a devil's hell, this message does not pertain to you, but it can before the day's over, amen? This morning, if you are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are loaded this morning. Friends, you are loaded to the gills. I'm talking about Wells Fargo ain't got a mule that can pull it. You're that loaded this morning. I mean, you are loaded to the gills. Hey, ain't a truck around can pull all the blessings that God has put on the one that has been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Psalm chapter 68 and verse number 19, I ask you to stand. As we reverence the reading of God's Word, Psalm 68, 19, and the Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Psalm 103, 1, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Psalm 103:3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed, and He made known His way unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, or He will always wait, neither will He keep His anger forever. Father, we love You. We thank You for this morning. I thank You this morning that we can come into Your house and we can get under the spout where the glory runs out. Father, I thank You this morning. I know when the Holy Ghost is here and He sets down amongst us, Lord, I pray this morning that You just watch over us this morning. I pray You guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let me not mention nothing about me or nobody else, but nothing but thus saith the Word of God. Lord God, I want to know what the Bible says. I want to know what the book says this morning that'll set me free. Father, this morning, whoever thinks that they're not loaded and they think that they got a dead end ahead, Father, if they've been born again, they are loaded this morning, and I thank You for that. Lord, I thank You for the one that may be sitting there that's lost, going to a devil's hell. Father, I thank You right now that they can get loaded up this morning. Father God, they can load that wagon this morning, and they can see where the help comes from. Father, I love You, and I thank You. I pray You be with the ones that have COVID in the church. I pray You be with the ones that are sick. Lord, I lift them up to You this morning. morning, have your will and way in everything we do, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. We ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. We'll stay in Psalm 103 this morning, but in Psalm 68:19, the Bible says that He loadeth us daily. To those that are born again, you are loaded with benefits this morning. Anybody that works a job, if you got a job, when you go in, hey, you know what you ask when you walk in the door? Hey, what are the benefits? They may tell you that you're making this hourly wage and you're making that hourly wage, but most people wants to know, what kind of benefit package do you have? Does it have good benefits? Does it have health insurance? Does it have a retirement? I got good news this morning by the authority of God's word. Hey, don't worry about Miss Martha. She's just going to get on up here to the altar. Can I get an amen? Hey, but I want you to know this morning, she knows where her help comes from. Her help comes from the Lord. Amen. And as we look this morning, we're loaded with benefits this morning. There's benefits all around us this morning. But to the person that might be lost, you listen to me this morning, that person that might be lost, these benefits do not pertain to you, but they can pertain to you. And this morning, as we look into a 103 here this morning, I want to look at what benefits we have in Christ Jesus and how we are loaded this morning. The Bible in my hand is a benefit this morning. Hey, I want you to know the air I breathe is a benefit this morning. The smile on my face is a benefit this morning. The clothes on my back is a benefit this morning. The family of God that I get to preach to this morning is a benefit this morning. My family that He's given me to watch over is a benefit this morning. But we must not forget His benefits. And He says this in verse number 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." And this morning I want to look at 6 benefits that He gives us in the Word of God. Look with me in verse number 3 at the first benefit. The first benefit is this, is that He forgiveth all your iniquities daily. He forgives all of your sins. You say, when does He forgive me of my sins? When can I be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? You cannot be saved unless the Holy Ghost of heaven is pulling on that heartstring. You say, what does that mean, preacher? When that Holy Spirit convicts a person at that moment, he or she has the opportunity to be born again. And at that moment, you know what Jesus does? He washes you in His blood. And at that moment, all of your sins are forgiven. They're washed away. They are erased this morning. He forgiveth all your iniquities daily. Every sin you confess, He forgives. Every sin that you hide, He don't forgive. Hey, this morning, He says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. This morning, we confess what? We confess Jesus is Lord. We call our sin out. You say, how much will He forgive me? I thank God for this morning, how much He's forgiven an old sinner like me. You're talking about a benefit. You're talking about something that God did. Hey, I want you to know, hey, you can look around and there's a lot of things you can find me guilty of. Hey, but there's not a sin that I've ever asked Him to forgive me for. You can hang on my account. Hey, He says what the Son sets free is free indeed. Hey, we look here this morning in verse number 12 of Psalm 103 and look what the Bible says. You say, how far has He forgiven me, preacher? He says this morning in verse number 12, as far. Boy, that's a long ways, ain't it? As far. Hey, you know how far far is? Far is a long ways, amen? Far is a long ways. Kaylee said, Daddy, how much longer do we lack? I said, we ain't got very far. Hey, 3 more hours, how much farther do we got? We ain't got very far. Hey, this morning, I want you to know, as a child of God this morning, we ain't got much further. Hey, I want you to know He's coming back, and He's loaded you with benefits, and He's loaded me with benefits, and we must not get bound down with the sin of this world. You say, preacher, you don't understand. Oh, yes, I understand. All you have to do when you get bound down and you don't know where to go is call on the name of the Lord. Hey, ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to forgive you them sins. And at that moment in your life, He will cast it as far as the east is from the west. Amen. Look what He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west, He's removed our transgressions from us. I don't know about you this morning, but that's a benefit that's in my life. I can get tied up in things and I can let things run me down, but all I have to do is call on the name of the Lord, and at that moment in my life, He takes them sins and He casts them as far as the east is from the west. You say, preacher, do I need to get saved again? My friends, I got good news this morning. If you've been blood bought, born again, that's just a one-time occurrence. Hey, you can't be born again twice. You can't be born again 3 times. times. You can't be born again four times. Hey, you was birthed one time, and you'll be birthed one time spiritually. When you call on the name of the Lord, He will birth you into the family. Hey, I want you to know, when you get over there, old Nicodemus, you know what he said? He said, I can't understand how a man can be birthed twice. Do I enter my mother's womb again? Friends, this morning I'm not talking about a physical birth. I'm talking about a spiritual birth. Amen? Woo, glory to God. You know how crazy that'd be trying to birth Ryder again? Here he is fixing to be 5 months old. You can't do that. Once you're birthed into the family of God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's an amen moment. He says, I want you to know you are loaded this morning. You are loaded this morning. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at your 401k. Don't look at what you drive. You look at what God has done in your life, and you will be soon to realize that you are loaded with benefits this morning. Amen. Now, if you're lost this morning, you're still living under them sin, and you need them forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? He says this morning, who forgiveth all? Somebody say that, all. All. A-L-L. Went to school at Detroit. My first grade teacher and my second grade teacher was the same teacher. David Whitaker, can I get amen? First grade looked at that blackboard. I don't even know if they call them blackboards no more. And second grade turned their back and looked at that blackboard. We was in second grade there, and I'll never forget. She said, we got a test, and we're going to have spelling tests. You know what a spelling test is? Thank God when you do your phone, it'll spell it for you. I'd miss it a whole lot. But she said, one of our words this week is going to be all. And you go home and learn that all week long, and when you come back, we're going to learn all. We come back, and I said, I got all. I've got it memorized. I've got this. On my paper, I wrote down AL. A-L. Friends, I want you to know I thought I had it. At second grade, I thought I had it. Maybe there's some of you here this morning, you think you got it. You think you got it all lined up. You think you got it right where you need it. And you think you're lined up right where it'd be. But I want you to know there's going to be a day that the teacher's going to come, and he's going to grade that test. He's going to grade it in the right way. We serve a just God. There's nothing fair about Him. If we got what was fair, we'd all die and go to a devil's hell. But I thank God this morning that He ain't fair. Ain't you this morning? He's just, and He's faithful to forgive us. And this morning He says one of them benefits as we are forgiven of all our iniquities. Thank God for the word all, even when you misspell it. And number two today, not only forgiveth of all of our iniquities daily, but He healeth us of all thy diseases daily. Every disease you have, He heals you daily. Look at this in the Bible. He says this, and who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. This morning when I'm talking about He healeth all thy diseases, what a benefit that is. What a benefit that is in a person's life. This morning He renews your youth like eagles. What a benefit that is. And I wrote this down. He wants you and I to soar and not slither. He don't want us to slither around. He wants us to soar like eagles. And when you get your eyes on the world, and you get your eyes on people, and you get your eyes on the crowd that's around you, it won't be long. You'll slither. You'll get right with the people that you're running with. If they're running with sin, you'll run with sin. If they're running with dogs, you'll run with dogs. Whatever the people you're running with, that's what you'll do. But God didn't call us to slither. The only thing that slithers that I know of is a snake. And I don't want nothing to do with a snake, and I don't want nothing to do with Satan. He's called me to soar like an eagle. He's called me to lift up. And this morning when I start lifting up and I start getting a plane up there where I can go, can I get a witness this morning? Is when I realize what He has benefited me with in my life. Amen. You know, this morning there ain't a doctor alive can do anything for you unless the Holy One reaches down and touches them diseases in your life. You ever been by a bedside and they said, we've done all we can do? That's right, they've done all they can do. That's why they're practicing medicine. They practice it every day of their life. Can I say this morning that God ain't practicing nothing? He knows it. Woo, glory. I don't know about you. That excites me. He ain't practicing nothing. He knows it. He wants us to be free from being fearful this morning. I'll share with you the third thing, and we'll move on down the list. Not only you're loaded this morning because He's forgiven all your iniquities, not only you're loaded this morning because He has healed all thy diseases. And when I'm saying He wants you to renew like eagles, man, I'm telling you, when I was strung out, dying, going to hell, you listen to this morning. When I was strung out, dying, going to hell, you can ask my wife, and I don't look like I'm in my 20s, okay? I'm not supposed to, and you ain't neither. If you're 60, you're not supposed to look like a 30-year-old. You're 60. If I come in here and I had all kind of stuff done to me and I walked in, y'all make fun of me right off the bat. If I come in here and I had hair plants put everywhere, all these wrinkles took away, y'all would say, what has happened to him? But let me tell you what happened in my life when I got saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And he started removing them sin as far as the east is from the west. And he started healing me of my disease. What disease is that? That's that sin sick disease that's in your life. My mind, what I thought I could never get back, he started renewing that mind. Scriptures that I thought I could never learn. And people says, I can never learn scripture. I can never do this. You know why you can learn them now? Is because somebody lives inside of you that knows them. And that's the Holy Ghost. He lives inside of you. He knows them scriptures and he speaks them to you daily. He speaks them in your life. And I'm loaded that way and you are too. When you, before you got saved, you remember how miserable you was, how lost you was, and how awful it was. But the benefit of being born again is he renews you. Man, not only does he forgive your sins and your diseases, but listen to this, he redeems your life from destruction. He gets you out of that destructive mode. He gets you out of wanting to kill yourself. Killing yourself's not of God, amen? He gets you out of that destructive life. He pulls you out of that. I'd soon be dead. I'd rather be dead. I don't know why. He gets that away from you, and he puts in the benefit of living life for Christ Jesus. Man, I don't know about you, but I love living, don't you? You know why I love life here on earth? Because I'm never going to die. Now, preacher, there'll be a day I may be in a casket. Maybe. I don't know. I may get raptured out before then. Amen? Whoever preaches that next Sunday, he can have it. Y'all get with me in a minute. After the rapture, whoever y'all call to be y'all's pastor, bless your heart. I ain't going to be here. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. If the rapture happened in the next 10 minutes, would you still be here? Would you show up next Sunday if the rapture happened? Listen to me. One benefit I got in my life, and I know this, is he's redeemed me. And when he busts them eastern skies, you know what? He ain't going to be wondering where I'm at. He's going to call me forward. Even, no matter if I'm in the tomb or I'm standing here preaching this gospel, he's going to call me forward, and I'm going out. He said not only does he forgive my sins, amen, not only does he heal my diseases, but he redeems me from living a destructive life, a destructive path, a destructive end my life. This morning, if you're living in a destructive area and everything in your life, if you destroy it, and relationships, man, you cut relationships off, you do this and you're angry and all this, you need to get under them benefits of what God can do in your life and realize every relationship you're in is not bad. They ought to be good, amen? Man, they ought to be good. You ought to be joyful to be around people because we're going to be around people all the days of our life. And he said, this is a benefit this morning. Let me show you here in the text. He says, I want you to get this morning, what he shows us. Look what he says here. He says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. He pulls you out. There's no telling how many times on a daily basis that he saves me from the destruction that I would do in my own life. He pulls you out of destruction. Paul was on the road to Damascus. He pulled him out. Maybe this morning you're on a road you don't need to be on. And you say, Lord, I need help. He can help you this morning. Maybe you're on a path that you say, I know it ain't right, but I sure like doing it. Most things that ain't good, we like to do. Most things that ain't good, we like to do. What is good, we don't like to do. You ever notice that? But what we know not to do, we like to do. Let me give you the fourth thing. We're going to move right on. Not only does he forgive you, not only does he heal you, not only does he redeem you. Man, I'm talking about redeemed. We was talking last night coming home from Mookie's. Amen. Y'all get y'all some of that. That's a benefit. In Winfield, Alabama. You gotta go to Memphis. It's right over there. We was coming across the hills and had my 18-year-old in the back, my 5-month-old in the front, and my wife. We was sitting there coming across them hills. And we started talking about the benefits that God's blessed us as a family. She said, Daddy, if you wasn't saved, if we wouldn't live for Jesus, what happened? I said, we'd start drinking on Friday, and I'd be drunk till I go to work on Monday, high, drunk, everything else, baby. That's what'd be going on. And I said, come Monday, you'd hate your daddy, and I'd beg you all week long to forgive me, and come Friday, I'd do it all over again. We talked that. You see, you talked that with your kids. You better tell them about it. You better tell them about that destructive life that you live and how God redeemed you and brought you back. It's in my past and I don't want to bring it up. Your past may keep them from going through that in their future. Amen. I said, baby, we'd do that all weekend long. I said, your mama would hate me and she'd be mad at me. And I'd promise I wouldn't do it again. And then here come Friday. And I'd be broke all over again on Monday. And I said, but baby, let me tell you what God did. See, I don't leave her there with them stories. Amen. We've all been there. We've all had a past. Maybe it ain't the same as mine, but we've all had a past. If you ain't got a redemptive story, you're still in your past. You're still lost. Need to be born again. But I told her, I said, baby, daddy, don't do that. Because I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Been set free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And when you get to that place and you realize that you're loaded, I don't have to do that no more. You know I don't got to do that no more. Used to I do that to impress people. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Try to impress them. Make them think I was something. I ain't got to impress nobody no more. And you ain't neither. You got one person to live for this morning. That's the one that's loaded you up with benefits like you ain't never seen. He says not only does he load you up and redeems you from that destructive life, but I'll show you the fourth thing. He crowns you daily. He crowns you daily. Look at it. Verse 4, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies daily. John 1:17, the Bible says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You said, preacher, how do I be saved? How do I live this life? How do I do what God's called me to do? Turn with me, if you will, to John 17:17. I want to show you. How do I do this, preacher? How do I know what to do? How do I know that I'm loaded? How do I know I don't have to depend on my employer, that my help comes from the Lord? You ever thought about that? This is the Lord's Prayer in John 17. Model prayer is in Matthew chapter 6. But we're coming to the Lord's Prayer here. And this is what Jesus prayed for you and he prayed for me. And he said, I'm going to load them up through the Holy Ghost. I'm fixing to load them up with more than they can handle. I'm fixing to put a blessings on them. And if they get a hold of these blessings, it's going to change their life. And while he was praying to the Father, he prayed for you and I. You know, I like it, Brother J.D., when you tell me you've prayed for me. Man, it makes me feel. Man, it makes me. I love it. Brother Kevin, I love it when you tell me that. Sister Kim, when you text me and say you pray, I love, man, it energizes. But I love when I read in the Scripture and the Lord says, I prayed for you. I talked to the Father for you. Look what he says. He says, sanctify. He's talking to the Father. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Sanctify them. What does that mean? To set them apart. Set them apart. Let them know that there's benefits in their life from being a Christian. And there's times in your life, if you be honest, there's times in mine. Every once in a while, old Satan wants you to go back to that old life. He'll show you had it better back in than you got it right now. Won't you listen to that liar, because he is a liar. If you're saved, you got it better now than you've ever had it. If you got saved and lost everything, you got it better now than you had it before you did when you had it all. You listen to me this morning. Hey, I don't have a lot of knowledge, but I do know this. If you're saved, you got it better now than you've ever had it. They may still be problems, they may still be pain, persecution, but you've got it better now than you've ever had it. And for the saved man, this is the worst it'll ever get. This is the worst you'll ever have to go through in your life. But for the lost man, this is the best it'll ever get. Listen to what he says, John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth. If it's in this book and it tells you you've got a benefit, it don't matter what the world tells you, you can stand on this truth. He says that he crowns you daily with loving kindness. He sanctifies thy mouth. Look, we go back to the text, and we're going to close here in just a moment. He sanctifies thy mouth with good things. Look what he says there in verse number 5. He never grows weary. He never faints. And I wrote this down. When I get to the point that I'm never satisfied. You ever been there? Never satisfied. You go home, man, the kids, you ain't satisfied. You go to work, you ain't satisfied. You go to school, you ain't satisfied. You get on your phone, you ain't satisfied. You talk to your boyfriend, you ain't satisfied. Talk to your girlfriend, you ain't satisfied. Ain't nothing you do satisfied. You come to church, you ain't satisfied. You ever been there? You just ain't satisfied. I wrote this down. When I get to the point that I'm never satisfied, I need to back up and wait on God. Isaiah 40:31. Let's turn there and close. Getting close. Isaiah 40:31. Maybe this morning you just ain't satisfied. It may be because you've hired in as a child of God, but you never knew you had benefits. How'd you like to know you showed up at work at your workplace and they said, oh no, we was off yesterday, why'd you come? I didn't know. Oh yeah, it's a benefit, you get off that day. Well, nobody told me. Look at the manual. Isaiah 40:31, the Bible says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I see that he satisfies. That's a benefit. But the last one is this. The Lord, in verse number 6, executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. For all that are oppressed, he executes righteousness. That means he fulfills it, he finishes it, and he finalizes it in your life. This morning, to carry out a task for you that are depressed, afflicted, beat down, overwhelmed, and he takes care of them daily in your life. And I'm going to ask you something right here. I want you to think about this, a benefit that's in your life. What benefit do you need this morning to the Lord to show that you may have already forgot about? That you may have already forgot about. What about his forgiving? His healing. Man, these pews are, you see people missing everywhere. Why? Sickness. People in hospital, sickness. Physical. Some missing. Sin sick. Right? Let prayer requests go around. Everybody prays for the ones who got sickness. Spiritual sickness is all throughout the pews as well. Maybe this morning you say, his healing. I need his healing on my life. I need his redeeming. I need to be born again. I need his crowning. Man, preacher, I just don't feel worthy. I don't feel nothing. If he saved you, you're worthy. Before he saved you, he was worthy. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His satisfying. When you let him satisfy, you'll be satisfied. And his ability to carry out what you need in your life. This morning, my question would be this to whoever I'm talking to. Boy, the Lord's talked to me on them benefits in my life. Who would be sitting there this morning and you say, preacher, I forgot all about them benefits in my life. I forgot about everything. And all I've been doing is walking this walk on my own. And man, I just need a touch. I need to feel his forgiveness. I need to feel his mercy. I need to feel his grace. I need to feel him crown me with his righteousness. I need a touch on my life. You know, there's times in my life I know when I'm out of his hand, Sister Missy. I know when I'm out of the potter's hand. I know the Bible says no man can pluck me out of his hand, but I'm telling you this, there's times I don't feel like I'm as tight as I should be in his hand. Amen. So what do you do, preacher? I do what the psalmist did. I get to that place in my life that I call on the name of the Lord, and he renews things in my life. If you're in here this morning and you say, preacher, I just need him to show me some benefits in my life. You know, there's benefits of being born again, washing the blood of Jesus. There's benefits. And this morning, if you live your whole Christian life and you never tap into realizing that who the Son sets free is free indeed, you'll live a Christian life more miserable than you'll ever know. When you try to live it in your own power, you're going to be miserable. But when you live it in the power of the Holy Ghost through the blood of Jesus Christ, you can live free. And this morning, I want this church to be free because Jesus said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Free indeed. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you. Thank you for your marvelous grace. I thank you this morning that we're loaded. Father, we're loaded this morning. Father, for the one that saved, he's loaded. It's there. It's already loaded upon him. All he has to do is look to it. Oh, Father, we're already loaded in it. But Father, for the one that may not be saved, that might be lost, Father God, they don't know what the load is. They're carrying a load, but it's not a benefit, it's a burden. Lord, we come to the place in our life this morning that we just say, take this heavy burden and load us with your mercy, your grace, and your blessings. And we'll be careful, Father, this morning, time of invitation to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Whatever's going to be sung next, I pray, Father, that you use it in a mighty way. Pray you take this sermon and touch somebody's heart. That when they think about giving up and turning around, that they remember that there's a benefit to being born again. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. I ask you to